Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to go straight into President Trump's weekly address as he addresses the nation regarding Passover and Easter. Watch this.
My fellow Americans, this is a season of great hope. This week, Jewish families across our country and around the world celebrate Passover and retell the story of God's deliverance of the Jewish people. The story of the Exodus is a story of freedom. It is a story of an incredible people who were liberated from oppression and raised up the face of humankind. Down through the centuries, the Jewish people have lived through one persecution after another, and yet they persevered and thrived and uplifted the world beyond measure. And now the state of Israel stands as a monument to their faith and endurance. Another day of faith and celebration is also upon us. This Easter Sunday, Christians celebrate the resurrection of Christ and the promise of eternal salvation. It is a holy day of reverence and worship. It is a sacred time that fills the spirit of our nation with the faith of our people. America is a nation of believers. As families gather in houses of worship across the nation, we are grateful for the tremendous blessings of this land, our home. We have a beautiful country, an abundant countryside, and an amazing people with a truly bright and wonderful future. From the beginning, America has been a place that has cherished the freedom of worship. That is the promise the first settlers saw in our vast continent, and it is the promise that our bravest warriors have protected for all of our citizens in centuries since, a long time ago. Sadly, many around the globe do not enjoy this freedom. And one of the gravest threats to religious freedom remains the threat of terror. On Palm Sunday, as Christians around the world celebrate the beginning of Holy Week, ISIS murdered at least 45 people and injured over 100 others at two Christian churches in Egypt. We condemn this barbaric attack. We mourn for those who lost loved ones, and we pray for the strength and wisdom to achieve a better tomorrow, one where good people of all faiths, Christians and Muslims and Jewish and Hindu, can follow their hearts and worship according to their conscience. With God's grace, life always triumphs over death. Freedom overcomes oppression, and faith extinguishes fear. This is the source of our hope and our confidence in the future. I also want to give a special message to those struggling Americans who have felt for too long the bitter taste of hardship. I want you to know this White House is fighting for you. We are fighting for every American who has been left behind. We are fighting for the right of all citizens to enjoy safety and peace and to work and live with the dignity that all children of God are entitled to know. As long as we have faith in each other and trust in God, we will succeed. Thank you. Have a happy Easter, a happy Passover. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's so encouraging to have a president who is pro-Israel and pro-Christian. You know, we know Easter just passed, but we wanted you to hear the words of our president. And I'll tell you, one of the things that he said I thought was just so encouraging and inspiring, he says, as long as we have faith in each other and trust in God, we will succeed. Listen, God is the most important thing that we need in our nation. Yes, we have laws. Yes, we have elected officials. And yes, they're working hard to represent us and to defend the Constitution. But we need God in America again. Proverbs 29:2 says that when the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. And there's so many that are rejoicing right now. Listen, continue to pray for our great nation and continue to pray for our president. Man, this is so exciting,
yes,
huh?
Yes. To me, just like what you're saying, to have a president that acknowledges, you know, the fact that we stand with Israel, we're for Israel, we're pro-Christian, and recognizing the significance of the days that we're celebrating, it's a beautiful moment.
This is a good day in our country. You know, pro-Jesus, you know, pro-Israel, like you said, pro-life, pro-Constitution, pro-America, pro-the military. This is a good day.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.